Second day.
Clasped in Jesus' arms and Mary's, when death gently came at last, thy pure spirit's sweet design from its earthly dwelling past. Dear Saint Joseph, be that passing.
Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, O my lovable protector, Saint Joseph, that no one who has ever asked for your help or sought your protection been left unaided. Full of confidence in your powerful intercession, I hasten to you with all the fervor of my soul. Do not reject my prayer, O Father of the Redeemer, but in your goodness, deign to receive it. Amen.
The holy couple travels in silence, alone on the road. Although her face betrays nothing of her emotions, Mary is preoccupied with her troubles. Her spirits fail her.
Oh, my Joseph, who can describe your pain? I see that heaven has not answered me yet by revealing the mystery to you. If you knew that I now carry the word of God, you would worship this word in my womb. Who can describe my struggle against the despair that crushes me, attempting to persuade me that I hope in vain in the Lord? Doubt grips me, stretching its tentacles to imprison my soul. Doubt is so dangerous and deadly for the spirit. It is the first attack of the illness called despair, and against which the spirit must react with all its might, not to see its soul perish and lose God. No one but I understands the precise nature of your pain, Joseph. Your thoughts, the trouble in your soul. In appearance, you are a man betrayed by your wife. Because of me, you see both your reputation and the esteem of the people crumbling at the same time. Already people point at you behind your back. You feel the love and esteem you had for me faltering and dying away before the proof of the fact. Joseph, here your greatness shines bright. And I testify to this with my love as your wife. My Joseph, you are a wise and prudent man, patient and good. You are no stranger to the mystery to which you are intimately linked. If you were not so good, you would react as others do and denounce me as an adulteress, to have me stoned and destroy with me the appearance of my sin. God has exhorted me to be silent and to wait.
Upon their arrival at Nazareth, Joseph, stooped and aged, leaves Mary without a word. Alone in her house, Mary resists the temptation to give in to despair. She hopes, prays, and forgives. It is early the next morning. In the small garden in Nazareth, while the sun is playing with the leaves of the apple tree swaying in the light breeze, Mary works in the shade. Her face is as pale as ivory, Below her lowered eyelashes are two dark circles, and her eyes are swollen with weeping. She sighs deeply, as one suffering greatly within her heart. No sound comes from the house, neither from the neighborhood. We can hear the murmur of a thin trickle of water flowing into a fountain basin at the bottom of the garden. Mary is startled when she hears a knock at the door. When she opens it, she finds herself face to face with Joseph. He looks contrite.
At this time of day, Joseph? Do you need anything? What do you wish to tell me? Come.
Joseph walks in.
Speak, Joseph. What do you want?
Your forgiveness.
Joseph bends down as if wanting to kneel, but Mary, always so reserved, grasps his shoulders and stops him.
My forgiveness? I have nothing to forgive you, Joseph. I have only to thank you again for all you have done while I was away at my cousin Elizabeth's, and for the love you have for me.
Joseph looks at her as tears well up in his eyes and roll down his cheeks.
Forgive me, Mary. I lacked trust. Now I know. I'm not worthy to have such a treasure. I lacked charity. I accused you in my heart. I accused you unfairly since I did not ask you to tell me the truth. I failed the law of God by not loving you as I should have.
Oh, no. You did not fail in any way.
Yes, Mary. If I had been accused of such a crime, I would have defended myself. You... I didn't even let you defend yourself since I was going to make a decision without questioning you. I failed you by offending you with suspicion. Suspicion is an offense, Mary. Whoever suspects anyone misunderstands. I did not love you as I should have. Forgive me, Mary.
Forgive me for the pain I caused you.
Oh, yes. What pain it was. 3 days of torment. Look, this morning I was told that I have gray hair on my temples and wrinkles. It feels that more than a span of 10 years went by during these 3 days. But why, Mary, were you so humble to the point of hiding this glory from me, your husband, and letting me be suspicious about you?
Mary, smiling, gently places her hand on her husband's head.
I obeyed out of love for God, who asked me to perform this act of obedience. It cost me so much. Knowing the pain you would suffer. But I could not disobey. I am the handmaid of the Lord, and servants do not argue, even if it means they must shed tears of blood.
Joseph raises his head and clasps Mary's hands in his own. He kisses the tips of her delicate fingers.
Now... we will have to provide because...
Joseph discreetly glances at Mary's swollen belly. She sits down.
We will have to act quickly. I will come here. We will perform the marriage. Is next week fine with you?
Everything you do is fine with me, Joseph. You are the head of the household and I am your servant.
No, I'm the one who serves you. I am the happy servant of my Lord who is growing in your womb. You are the blessed one among all the women of Israel. This evening I will notify the relatives, and when I'm here again, we will prepare everything for his coming. Oh, how will I be able to welcome my God into my house? I will never be able to dare touch him.
You will be able to touch him as I will, by the grace of God.
But you are who you are. I'm a poor man. I'm the poorest of the sons of God.
Jesus comes for those of us who are poor, to make us rich in God. Rejoice, Joseph. The race of David has the king it was waiting for, and our house will become more sumptuous than Solomon's royal palace. For here we will have heaven on earth, and we will share with God the secret of peace that men will learn later. He will grow in our home, and our arms will be a cradle for the Redeemer, and our weariness will provide bread for him. Oh, Joseph, we will hear the voice of God calling us Father and Mother. Joseph. Joseph.
And Joseph, now kneeling at her feet, is sobbing, his head hidden in the folds of Mary's dress.
Saint Joseph, model of hope.
O most chaste spouse of Mary, glorious Saint Joseph, intense was the pain and anguish in your heart when you thought that you might have to leave your beloved spouse. But greater was the joy you felt when the angel revealed to you the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of the Most High. We beseech you, by this pain and by this joy, grant that we may understand that in our lives grace often follows hardship. When misfortune strikes, help us to discover the goodness and the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, make yourself known as God. Make your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today the bread we need. Forgive us our wrongs against you, as we have forgiven those who have done wrong against us. Sustain us in our struggle against temptation and deliver us from evil.
Hail, Queen of Heaven. Hail, Queen of Angels. Hail, fruitful branch. Hail, Gate of Heaven. Through you, the light has risen on the world. Rejoice, O glorious Virgin, fairest of all women. Hail, radiant splendor. Intercede with Christ on our behalf. Deign to accept my praise, O Holy Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. God of mercy, grant us your help in our weakness. Grant that, as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Mother of God, we may, with the help of her prayer, rise again from our sin. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Joseph, Father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray each day for us to Jesus himself, the Son of God, so that strengthened by his grace we may struggle as we should in life and be crowned by him in death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I entrust my heart and my soul to you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me always and in my final struggle. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may my soul depart in peace and be with you always.